River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, keeping track of what's going on into Washington, sort of translating it here into the implications for us in Iowa. Continuing on that, we want to talk again about yesterday, the president firing the top federal government lawyer that I mentioned a moment ago, the acting attorney general, Sally Yates, after she took some steps defying the White House, refusing to defend new travel district restrictions targeting seven Muslim-majority nations. This goes back to the executive order that our president signed last Friday, temporarily halting travel to the U.S. by residents of those seven countries, also suspending refugee admissions for 120 days, indefinitely shutting down the admission of Syrian refugees to the United States. And another provision in the order gives Christians and other religious minorities in these largely Muslim countries priority to immigrate to the United States. Let's get a couple of Iowa viewpoints on these actions. You can join our conversation, 1-866-780-9100. Joining us now, Joe Henry, National Vice President for the Midwest Region of the League of United Latin American Citizens, goes by LULAC, also a board member for the ACLU of Iowa. Joe Henry, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Sonia Paras Conrad is with us, immigration attorney in private practice in Des Moines, also works for an organization providing support for immigrant survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and also specializes in deportation law. Sonia, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with sort of broad reactions here. Joe Henry, your reaction to the executive order on immigration issued last Friday.
Well, this is terrible. It's extremely unfortunate that the president, the new president, should be attacking immigrants and refugees. This is a falsehood. Falsely accusing immigrants and refugees as terrorists is not the way to go. He should be talking about rebuilding the economy. We have 70 million people who enter our country every year. 250 million immigrants are worldwide. And we, on the average, have allowed 100,000 refugees into our country every year. But now we have a president who accuses refugees and immigrants as terrorists. This is pandering. This is playing to his base. This is wrong. This is a problem that does not exist.
And yet, Joe, if I can jump in here, it was not a secret. This is what Donald Trump campaigned on. It is coming to be, and he was lawfully elected to be the United the president of the United States, and he says this is necessary to safeguard us from terrorists.
But he is putting forth a problem that doesn't exist, and we knew that this was going to come. This was going to happen, and when he attacks refugees overseas, he's also attacking the Latinos at the same time. This is wrong. It's a falsehood. We're doing what we can within the Latino community to bring out the truth of the matter, and we will continue to fight back, and we are mobilizing on a national and local basis.
Okay, Joe, how are you fighting back? Who are you working with? What are you doing with your organization?
Okay, we're working in coalition with many groups. Of course, ACLU is one of the major groups taking on the legal battle. We're also with MALDA and many coalitions on a local level, religious groups, the Catholic Church, the Methodists, the Lutherans, and so forth. But the truth has to get out that this is a falsehood. And again, we knew this was going to happen. And this is pandering on behalf of the new president. It has to stop. He should be talking about building the economy, not attacking immigrants and refugees. So the truth has to get out, and we're going to do our part.
Let me turn to you, Sonia. As an immigrant attorney in private practice in Des Moines, you specialize in deportation law. I imagine the last few days have been quite different from you from the usual.
Yeah, needless to say, the phone is ringing off the hook, and we are more busy than intended, obviously. And so basically, the executive order is harming U.S. families here in Iowa, too. These are families that have been waiting for their husbands, their wives, their children, mothers, fathers to complete the very lengthy immigration process. Intending immigrants and their U.S. families are going to have to remain abroad longer. In very dangerous situations sometimes, and And it doesn't not only affect refugees and U.S. families, but also the community at large. And we've been seeing this in the past few days. There's a lot of confusion and fear. And truly, the main confusion is about the meaning of the executive order. We have lawful permanent residents calling my colleagues and myself and going to churches and to community centers asking, am I still a lawful permanent resident? U.S. citizens that naturalized recently, we did a naturalization clinic and filed lots of applications, questioning whether their applications are going to go through, whether if they are U.S. citizens, they can be at some point in time deported because they were not born in the U.S. We have victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and other crimes of violence that are key witnesses to assist in police investigation here in Des Moines, in Iowa, and prosecutors in helping prosecution of perpetrators concerned of moving forward with their investigation, concerned because one of the things that the executive order does is order police to entangle themselves in federal business, assisting in the enforcement of immigration laws and working with immigration and customs enforcement. So this is having a chilling effect already on victims that were reporting or were involved in our investigations, and it makes our communities less safe. On the other hand, you have cities that don't want their police or resources to be spent on enforcing immigration laws, like our Iowa city that recently adopted a policy that denies allocation of local resources to federal immigration enforcement. And what this executive order does is punish sanctuary jurisdiction. And apparently, we don't know the details yet, but they're supposed to lose federal funding. Still, we don't have a definition of what sanctuary jurisdiction means. And we can go on and on about it. I mean, this is really real, and it's impacting today not only immigrants and refugees in Iowa, but also our businesses, our universities, our law enforcement. So it's truly a mess.
Okay, Sonia and Joe, we'll have you again. Please stay with us. We're going to take a short break here. Talking with Sonia Perez Conrad, an immigration attorney in private practice in Des Moines, specializing in deportation law, explaining how her days now have been completely changed due to President Trump's executive orders concerning immigration. Joe Henry with us, National Vice President for the Midwest Region of the League of United Latin American Citizens, also a board member of the ACLU of Iowa. We'll come back and talk with a little more with Joe Henry and Sonia Perez Conrad. Then following that, Ann Seltzer, America's best pollster in politics, joins us of Seltzer and Company, a polling firm based in West Des Moines. Kind of pick apart the election that seems, oh, so distant now, doesn't it? All the news that's happened in the meantime. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Ben Kiefer. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. And we're back midstream in this edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Tomorrow at this time, of course, Politics Wednesday, our analysts, political scientists Donna Hoffman and Scott Peters of the University of Northern Iowa will give us their thoughts on Donald Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, that vacant ninth seat. He will announce that nominee this evening, 7 o'clock Iowa time. We'll talk with them about the political ramifications of his pick. Also, other features on our quickly changing political landscape, finishing up a conversation concerning President Trump's immigration executive order issued last Friday, talking with Joe Henry of the League of United Latin American Citizens, also a board member of the ACLU of Iowa, and Sonia Perez Conrad, an immigration attorney in private practice in Des Moines, specializing in deportation law. In just a moment, we'll talk with Ann Seltzer. But let's finish up this conversation. Joe Henry, tell us, we have many, many, I don't even know, do you know in rough terms how many undocumented immigrants we have in our state, Iowa?
I do not. I believe Sonia would be able to be
Sonia, can you give us a rough number there?
I cannot give you a number, but thousands and thousands.
Okay. Joe, what are the implications for the undocumented workers in the state, given this executive order?
Well, definitely there's going to be more policing of undocumented of workers. Driving while brown with law enforcement agencies, that's a concern of ours. But, yeah, there is going to be this negative look, perception on minorities,
mm-hmm.
immigrants, refugees.
And as we mentioned before, it will depend on the degree to which the law enforcement in that particular community is working with the federal authorities. DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It's a policy started by the Obama administration back in 2012. Sonia, you know, they were allowed to, apply for this and to receive a renewable two-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility. What does this immigration order mean for those people who signed up under DACA?
Well, right now, not much, but unfortunately we know that we're not done hearing from and seeing executive orders related to immigration. What it means is that it could be that the deferred adjudication for early childhood arrivals may end. We have a lot of, just to give you a rough number, we have over 1,000 at least DACA kids, youth that have been granted deferred action that are employed, that are in our communities, in our businesses. And if this was to end, they became visible. They provided their identity and their information, mm-hmm. trusting that they were not going to be targeted, and now they're exposed, and we don't really know what is going to mean for them. We do know that for DACA and non-DACAs, we have now a population that is going to go underground more than ever, that is going to become invisible more than ever, because they're going to be concerned about being deported, reported, and this is going to lead, as we have seen in many cases, to exploitation, to trafficking, and to being more in fear than ever.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about the children. We talked in past shows about, I'm surprised to hear, actually school systems in Iowa have contingency plans in place for children of undocumented workers while the kids are at school, someone show up to deport the parents.
Well, this is something that we did back in the days. You know, I've been practicing immigration for 20 years, and mm-hmm. we had some days in which we had to plan with parents and with community and with the schools about what if your parents don't come to pick you up today. So it's very important that the community stays together, develops plans. If they choose to be sanctuary cities, that they protect, you know, the most vulnerable, and that they are always planning with parents and with minors about the possibility that indeed immigration is going to raid the workplace or is going to go to their homes and is going to take them away.
Mm-hmm. What questions, Sonia, do you have at this point as an immigration attorney about the rollout of this executive order and its implications? What answers are you still seeking so that you can pass them on to the people you deal with?
The specifics, we are all looking forward to see how this is going to indeed be implemented, because one of the things that the executive order mandates is to develop a series of new positions, even though we're seeing that the president's intention was to reduce and freeze any spending from federal government. So now he's creating all these new positions, 5,000 protective border patrol agents and another, about 10,000 agents that are going to be in our communities. He's intending for our police to work with immigration agents in enforcing immigration laws. So I'm curious to see where is all this money going to come from, one. And two, what are the specifics about all these, like, blank and at large and very generic, definitions. You know, what is sanctuary jurisdiction? He mentions it. He says how they're going to be punished, but still there is no definition and specific. So as an immigration lawyer, I'm looking forward to see what it means actually, how much of this is going to be challenged in court, how much of this is unconstitutional, and hoping for a lot of support from the community because we're going to need it.
Okay, Joe Henry, last word from you as you look forward to actions that you'll be part of specifically and questions you may have in just a few seconds, please.
Well, clearly we're going to have to go out and work in coalition with other groups to educate the communities about what's going on, to really ask for their support in helping immigrants and refugees. Lots of education needs to be done, and I think that there's a lot of great groups out there, the Iowa State Education Association, the school districts, of course. We can work with law enforcement agencies during this period and get them to have more of a complete understanding. Of course, labor unions and religious groups. But working in coalitions with these groups, getting the information out to the public about what's really going on and that refugees and immigrants are not terrorists. They never have been, never will be. So it's very important for us to do that work in coalition with many groups. And I'm feeling positive that we can get that job done.
Joe Henry, thank you for joining us with your perspective. National Vice President for the Midwest Legion of the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, also a board member for the ACLU of Iowa. Sonia Perez Conrad, immigration attorney in Des Moines, specializing in deportation law. Thank you both for your perspectives.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.